Shalom, this is Billy Braham in the Voice of One Witness radio broadcast, coming to you today from Prayer Mountain in the Ozarks. And we're going to talk about the book of Ephesians and the glorious church. Now we're talking about Paul and his revelation of the church. This is so interesting to me. I first heard it from Kenneth E. Hagin years ago. He has a tape, at that time he did, called Paul's Revelation, which you would be blessed to get. But I'm going to tell you some of the things from it right now. Paul was born again on the road to Damascus. He was headed to Damascus to arrest Christians, bring them back to Jerusalem, throw them into the prison. But he was interrupted by a bright light from heaven and the voice of the Lord. And you know that story. Now, we're tracing Paul. He went back to Damascus. He went to Damascus. We saw that he stayed there a while, and he preached to the Jews in the synagogue. And he told them that the Messiah was Yeshua HaMashiach. Now, I want you to go with me to the book of Galatians. Remember, we said that you cannot find the mysteries, the marvelous mysteries and wonders of the church anywhere in the Old Testament. You cannot find it in the New Testament. Excuse me, in the Gospels. You cannot find it in the Gospels, Matthew, Mark, Luke, or John. To find the revelation of who you are in Jesus Christ, of what the church is, of what the church's future is, you have to look in the epistles. How many times have I heard Kenneth Hagin say, "You know, all the Bible's for the church, but not all the Bible is about the church. The part of the Bible that's about the church are the letters, the New Testament letters." And we're going to send this book to you free if you just call. His little mini book, In Him. I edited that mini book years ago. I'd heard him when people would come to Brother Kenneth E. Hagin, and they would say, "What is your recommendation? How do I study the Bible?" He said, "The best way for you to study the Bible, if you're a born-again Christian, is for you to go through the letters to the church, especially," he said, "the book of Ephesians, and underline every phrase, in him, in whom, in Christ Jesus, any phrase that tells you who you are or what you have because you are in the Lord Jesus Christ." And so when we did that book, In Him, we put that down, you know, in that book, that little mini book. And then I listed some scriptures that we found in the back. But the greatest source for these scriptures which tell you what you have and who you are is the book of Ephesians. All of the letters, the New Testament letters, are where you will find who you are. And most of those letters, the church letters, are written by the Apostle Paul. Where did he get this? Where did he get this revelation? How did he know these things? He didn't get it by studying the Old Testament. It's not there. He didn't get it by Matthew, Mark, Luke, or John. It's not there. He got it, and he told us exactly how he got it. Open your Bible to Galatians 1:11. Galatians chapter 1, verse 11, Paul writes, "But I certify you, brethren, that the gospel which was preached of me is not after man. For I neither received it of man, neither was I taught it, but by the revelation of Jesus Christ." The good news that Paul taught did not come from any of the other apostles. It came by revelation of Yeshua HaMashiach. Now let's go to verse 15. "When it pleased God, who separated me from my mother's womb, and called me by his grace." He was separated for God's purposes from his mother's womb. Even though he was a grown man going to Damascus to arrest Christians when he was born again, he was separated from his mother's womb and called by God's grace to reveal, verse 16, Galatians 1:16, "to reveal his son in me, that I might preach him among the Gentiles," or the nations. King James says heathen, but that's not the word, right word. The Gentiles, or the nations, is right. "Immediately I conferred not with flesh and blood." When he was born again on the road to Damascus, he went down to Damascus, but he did not confer with other disciples, apostles. Immediately I conferred not with flesh and blood, neither went I up to Jerusalem unto them that were apostles before me. He didn't leave Damascus and go back to Jerusalem and check with Peter and James and John. But I went into Arabia. Today we call it Saudi Arabia, the Arabian Peninsula, and returned again unto Damascus. Now, how it takes a while to get to Arabia. We don't know how long he stayed in Arabia, but when he came back, he didn't come to Jerusalem. He came again to Damascus. Verse 18, then after 3 years, I went up to Jerusalem to see Peter and abode with him 15 days. So he's been to Arabia. We don't know how long. He came back to Damascus. He stayed in Damascus 3 years before he goes up to see Peter. Peter, James, and John, they're the pillars in the church, but he hasn't been with them until this time, and he sees Peter and stays with him 15 days. But other of the apostles saw I none, save James, the Lord's brother. Now, the things which I write unto you, behold, before God, I lie not. Afterwards, I came into the regions of Syria and Cilicia. He went back up into the area of Syria, and was unknown by face unto the churches of Judea which were in Christ. He did not go to the churches that had built up in Judea, but they had heard only that he which persecuted us in times past now preaches the faith which once he destroyed, and they glorified God in me. They just heard of him. Then 14 years after, I went up to Jerusalem with Barnabas and took Titus or Titus with me. So now we can account for 17 years that we know for sure. He gave us the times here. We do not know other times. He could have been in Arabia for a year, 2 years. We don't know. But for the minimum of 17 years, he did not go to Peter. He did not go to James, whose Hebrew name would have been Yaakov. He did not go to John. He went to Arabia. And even when he went up, when he goes to Jerusalem, look what it says here in chapter 2, verse 2, Galatians 2, 2, I went up by revelation. It was because of a revelation that I went up, the New American Standard says. He went up by revelation. In other words, the Lord told him, you can go now. You can go and speak to these and tell them what I've shown you. I added that part, but let's see if we can see that that's there. I went up by revelation and communicated unto them that gospel which I preach among the Gentiles, or Hebrew word goyim, nations. But privately to them which were of reputation, Peter, James, and John were of reputation. They're the leaders of the church. Lest by any means I should run or had run in vain. But neither Titus, who was with me, being a Gentile or a Greek, was compelled to be circumcised. So he goes up and he gives them the revelation that God gave to him. Can you imagine what it would be like to be the only person on earth that God had given a revelation to? And I'm talking about in truth. I'm not talking about something silly. There are people that write me letters and say, you know, I have this revelation and I'm the only one that has it. And usually they write about 10 pages back and front, scribbling, you know. But that wasn't the case. This is a real revelation from God over a period of time. And he's got to go up now and check it with the church. What is the leaders of the church? What is this revelation that is revealed to Paul? What was revealed to Paul is the mystery of the church hidden in God. Mystery, mysterion. Sacred secrets. Divine, that's what Bullinger defines it. Something concealed that can be revealed. What he received was the mystery of the church. The mystery of the ecclesia. We're going to read it in some of the places that he calls it just that. In your Bibles, turn to Romans 16. 25 and 26, and then we'll go to the book of Corinthians. Romans chapter 16, 25 and 26. Now to him that is of power to establish you according to my gospel, Paul writes, and the preaching of Jesus Christ according to the revelation of the mystery, which was kept secret since the world began, but now is made manifest and by the scriptures of the prophets, according to the commandment of God. Now, we're going to go to 1 Corinthians chapter 2 and 6 through 8. He's already said that when we were among you in the beginning, we showed demonstration of God's power. But when we're with the spiritually mature, we give them this secret. And now we'll begin at 1 Corinthians 2, 6. Howbeit, we speak wisdom among them that are perfect. It's not the wisdom of this world, nor of the princes of this world that come to naught. But we speak the wisdom of God in a mystery, even the hidden wisdom which God ordained before the world unto our glory. There's a mystery, a secret, the secret of the church, that God's going to lift it back up into the presence of God, which none of the princes of this world knew, for had they known it, they would not have crucified the Lord of glory. Hallelujah. And Colossians 1, 2 and 26, which is the most succinct statement of this mystery. Colossians 1, 26, the mystery of the church, Christ in you, the hope of glory. Now we're going to come back to the book of Ephesians and the glorious church tomorrow. But today, I wish you could call and order the CDs and DVD of the glorious church, the book of Ephesians and the glorious church that I can't do it justice on the radio, that we just did at Walk on the Water Faith Church in Osage Beach, Missouri. We have the CDs for $65. We have the DVDs for $85, or both a set for $125. We also have Brother Hagin's book, The Triumphant Church, for $10 this week. My book, The Blood and the Glory, for $10, and absolutely free. If you just call and say, please send me In Him, we'll send you Brother Hagin's mini book, In Him. If that's the only thing you order, you will get The Mystery of the Church. If you'll follow Brother Hagin's instructions in that book, you will get The Mystery of the Church revealed. Just call us at 1-800-972-3447, or write us at Billy Brim Ministries, Box 40, Branson, Missouri, 65615. Again, that telephone number is 1-800-972-3447. And this is Billy Brim saying, until tomorrow, shalom, shalom.
Thank you for listening to today's radio broadcast, The Voice of One Witness, with Dr. Billy Brim. You may listen to these radio broadcasts, as well as Sister Billy's weekly webcast, Watching the Week in the Light of Bible Prophecy, on the World Wide Web at www.billybrim.org. For more information about Billy Brim Ministries, to see Sister Billy's meeting schedule, or order products by Sister Billy and many others, log on to our website at www.billybrim.org or call our ministry offices at 1-800-972-3447.